You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And you can also see what we're up to on YouTube, youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. And you can actually go back and watch this little discussion we're going to have on YouTube as well. And we're very happy to do as we every month, get a chance to talk about the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. And today, got a pair of guests. We have Christine Daniels back. Christine, good to see you again.
Hello, good morning.
And Jean Abreu, great to see you again.
Thank you.
And today we're going to talk solar, aren't we?
I'm so excited.
The sun is shining on our discussion, but solar. And the thing about it is, solar's been around for a long time, but there's still so many misconceptions about it. I think there's still a lot that folks don't understand. I'm going to kind of open it up with a simple first question, because you've both been around, you've used solar. That's one of the things that's interesting about this. What is a misconception that maybe people have about solar energy that you've learned in your experiences, both as customers and maybe just in the studies that you've had?
Ooh.
I went off script, and all of a sudden I've completely thrown you for a curveball because I
you
threw it
have.
Off script. Because I do think that there's a lot of misconceptions out there, isn't there? Do people think it costs more for solar? Or
I think so. Well, people, you know, are always worried about, of course, the upfront cost and what that means. And I guess I hear a lot, you know, well, it won't even pay for itself in 30 years. And that's not true, because what it does is it stabilizes your energy cost for the next 30 years. Mm. So as other people are going up to, you know, right now I think it's like 13 cents. It's destined to continue rising. And if you can lock in your energy rates at, you know, whatever, at 8 cents for the next 30 years, in the long run you are... you're winning financially.
Well, you obviously made the big decision at Good News Project to go solar. And everything you've said, it's been positive. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. It's not only positive, but it's exciting. I kind of geek out about the whole thing. So we added 3 solar arrays on our building, and we increased our capital campaign that we were in the middle of in order to pay for it. You know, when we first began researching, we learned that there were a lot of rebates, both from Focus on Energy for nonprofits and businesses, and as a co-op, the more people that would buy in a specific calendar year, the more of a rebate people would get, because then the companies that were doing the installation, I shouldn't say this in the past tense because this is still the case, they do this co-op buying. You know, they can look ahead, make all the purchases because they know, hey, we're going to put solar on 60 buildings this year, and they get a better rate when they're purchasing larger amounts as well. So the kickbacks go back to the customer. But at Good News Project, you know, as part of our capital campaign, we did the fundraising ahead of time. So as a nonprofit now moving forward for the next 30 years, we benefit entirely from the energy that's being produced on a daily basis.
And Jean, it's different for you because residential.
Right.
We talk business, and then we talk residential.
Right.
Number one, how long have you been using solar?
Oh, I'm a newbie. My system got activated at the end of February, and then March. During March, then I swapped out some of my gas-powered products, a dryer, a stove, and a hot water heater, and put in electric, and I put in a heat pump hot water heater, which is also very efficient. So I'm just now able to compare, you know, April's heating bill to last year's, or to electrical bill to last year's. And so I'm seeing about, let's see, I figured it out, about a $60 to $70 drop from this year's bill compared to last year's bill in electricity.
Let me ask you the first steps, though. I mean, you talk about now the bills. Was there a big initial investment? Was it difficult to get solar panels, or is it solar energy within your, as a residential person? I guess for folks maybe out there who may have a home of their own,
right.
How hard was it?
Well, I was ruminating on this for years, and then I ended up calling a local company, and they came out to my site to look, you know, measure and whatnot. And, you know, what I learned was that, and I knew I needed to do a little re-roofing on the section that the panels would go on. That would be my first step.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do that whether I was going to put panels on or not. And then it took me a couple more years, you know, to just kind of get the courage up, because it is, it's kind of a scary thing to it, because it's a big investment. But I called them up and we got the ball rolling. I went to the bank and I took out a HELOC loan. And and then there was the IRA rebate. And then I just moved forward. I closed my eyes and I did it. But the company I hired, can I say their name?
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
You may.
Northwind was wonderful. And I mean, they're right down the road. So if I had questions, I could just call Woody. If I had problems, I could just email, you know, and they were right there. So it was all very local. And the panels were made in America.
Mm.
You know, they're produced here. And I had to hire a local plumber to help me with a few things, to, you know, to get the gas lines capped and whatnot. So for me, it was this wonderful local investment.
We will continue our discussion with Gene Abreu and Christine Daniels in about 22 minutes or so. We'll be back at 7:52 with another local segment here during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. But coming up next, it will be a look at the farm report and then more. We'll head back to Pat for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Life is so strange when you don't know. How can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And Christine Daniels of the WASA Sustainability and Energy Committee talking a bit about solar here this morning. And before, in our first segment, we talked to Jean about, as an individual, getting solar. And I asked her, any regrets?
Oh, none.
Okay.
None. And by the way, you get this wonderful app that you can be checking, you know, and I'm not a numbers person at all, but this app lets me see that every day, even when a day like today where it's overcast, I will be producing more electricity than I need.
Mm.
And then my electricity gets sent to the neighbors and they're paying for it, you know, so it's not free energy for them.
But it's clean energy.
But it's clean energy. And it's just a way of reducing our dependence on coal.
And we have you as a residential mm-hmm. person. You have the business aspect mm-hmm. here with the Good News Project. And the city has, I guess you put, what'd you say, put their toe in the water?
Yes.
Would that be the best way to describe
it? Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. It might be more of an ankle or a knee in the water at
I
this
think so.
Point.
Yeah.
I mean, we received a report at our last sustainability committee meeting, and we had guest speakers from the Coulyard Foundation to talk about how the work that a task force did a couple years ago to put solar panels and arrays next to the new water treatment facility, mm-hmm. what that could do for the city. And right now, it's really in the phase of understanding the numbers,
yes.
and then mm-hmm. next taking it to the finance committee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, though, in your note, you sent me that said a couple of years ago, a task force studied and put together a proposal for solar to be installed in the next to the new water treatment facility. One of the questions I have when I see something like that is because, you know, everything is political these days. Mm-hmm. And how was it a good process? Do you think it was a fair process? Do you think people really understand the advantages or even the disadvantages of solar? Because I think there's so much that now it gets so politicized. Mm-hmm. When you see a task force, was it a good task force? Was there good information that came out of it?
I think there was. And of course, when you get a page full of numbers, you know, you have to make sure you've got the right people there to help dissect that and focus on the right things. I think in the big picture, when we talk about a solar array for the water treatment plant, we are going to be for the next 30 years, we're going to be paying electricity bills to run that plant, mm-hmm. period. That's not going away. Electricity will go up. Our costs will go up. If we put solar panels on, we will be paying for them maybe 8 years, mm-hmm. and they'll be paid for, and then there will be 22 years where we're producing electricity, but we are not paying for it because it's clean energy from the sun. Mm-hmm. And that money can then be rerouted back into the city. And so our tax dollar can work for us for our roads and our, you know, whatever else we need.
And so, stabilizing water bills.
And stabilizing water bills. I don't know that our bills will ever go down because we've got, you know, PFAS issues and things that need to be tended to, but stabilizing, yeah, our electricity use, absolutely. And I would say, too, In my, when I talk about solar, it's not about taking away fossil fuels. I mean, we clearly, it's about blending them. Mm-hmm. It's about reducing our need for the amount of coal that we are burning. But I, too, at night, I am using coal-generated electricity. Do I feel bad about it? No. You know, it's, to me, part of this kind of synergy of the old and the new. And right now, I don't have batteries to store the electricity, you know. Maybe that'll come someday. But to throw solar out as a ridiculous option is not rational in my mind.
Like so many areas of life, it's not all or nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and the other thing I always think, I'm a biologist by trade. And of course, whenever I'm teaching about an environment or an ecology or a natural area, it's all about, you know, there's stability in diversity. When there is diversity, something can go wrong here, but there's enough, you know, support in the environment. And so I look at energy that way too. If we are only depending on fossil fuels, if something goes sideways, what do we do? But if we've got solar, we've got wind, we've got, you know, some folks are exploring geothermal. So if we're using a diverse form of energy, if something goes a little sideways over here, we've got a buffer. Mm-hmm. So I see it as a way of stabilizing and resilience for our communities. And that is crucial.
I like how you said, you know, use the word resilience, because mm-hmm. if we can get these solar arrays next to the water treatment plant, it creates more resiliency for the city of Wausau.
Yes, yes, it does.
And the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who want to learn more, there's an opportunity coming up Thursday at the library, isn't there? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Grow Solar. It is co-sponsored by Good News Project and MREA, which is the Midwest Renewable
Energy Association.
Thank you very much. they're coming up to do an education hour at the Wausau Public Library, 5:30 to 6:30. I will be there to answer any questions that have to do with my excitement about solar arrays on a business. I did want to at least make sure I let everyone know that last July, our utility bill was minus $1.75.
Minus.
And that was really exciting.
Isn't that fun, though, to see that? I can imagine. That is exciting.
It is exciting.
You're so used to seeing it the other way.
Oh, and my goodness.
That's amazing. So, again, I mean, if you're just somebody that wants to learn a little bit more, that like we said, not all or nothing. It's about having all the tools here right now to be able to make your best decision as we move forward. So you can find out what's going solar could save in your energy costs coming up Thursday, 5:30 p.m. at the Marathon County Public Library. So thanks again to Gene Abreu and Christine Daniels for joining us this morning. We're going to take a time out. Top of the hour news is next here on WXCO. And good morning once again, everyone. The time is 8:22, currently 65 degrees under mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street here on this hump day Wednesday morning, June the 25th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. A quick note that in the first hour, we had an opportunity to speak to Gene Abreu and Christine Daniels from the Sustainability and Energy Committee here in the city of Wausau, talking about solar power. What we heard in the first hour is only part of the conversation. In fact, if you want to hear unedited our entire conversation, you can see it and hear it on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to see and hear our conversation. We recorded it yesterday after the program. And also coming up, once we get done with the program, we put up each and every day under our WXCO news section our local segments here during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We have them all put in one easy to listen to podcast. So it's roughly 30 minutes each day. You get as part of the in that segment, in that section of the website, you also are able to hear the WXCO news roundup, get all the local information that you need to start off your day or even during the rest of the day, just be able to listen to that. And then also it has our Wausau, what is the top? How look, they have the Wausau, I'll get it for you eventually here, the our Wausau, what the heck do they call that? Let me grab it here. Wausau Morning Report. That's what they call what we do here now, the Wausau Morning Report. So every day we do have it put up as a podcast so you can listen to it all in one sit down real quickly. And even you can actually, you know, speed it up from time to time. You can listen to podcasts a little faster to get if you want to listen to a lot of podcasts. So again, our Wausau Morning Reports here, 22 and 52 after the hours in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours, are able to be listened to as a podcast, both on the website and also through Spotify and Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well. There's no Google Podcasts anymore. They shuttered that. So, Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, actually. Last night was our first rehearsal for the Comedy of Errors with a River and Woods Theater. We had a lot of fun reading through the script and getting a feel for our characters. It's actually a very funny show. Oh, and script-wise, it's actually not very long either. It's only 43 pages long. But the way that you read it, though, it's close to probably 2 hours.
Mm.
But it should be a very entertaining show.
Very good. So hopefully it'll be a good process. And when is the show again?
Oh, let's see. The shows will take place in the middle of August. That'll be the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And those will be at a Stewart Park in Wausau. It's an outdoor theater experience because Stewart Park has actually this nice little stage area that we use for doing the shows. And with the Shakespeare in the Park, it's actually going to be multiple performances over the course of those 3 days. Because there's an adult show and there's also a kids show as well. The kids show, A Midsummer Night's Dream, will be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the adult show, The Comedy of Errors, will take place at 6 o'clock in the evening. And those will be happening all 3 days. And tickets are available if you want to purchase them now. You can get them by going on the River and Woods Theaters Facebook and click on the link to get your tickets early.
Very good. Wanted to mention here real quickly, yesterday it was announced that Wausau West High School has a new athletic director. As
I saw your post.
Yeah, as Wausau West is named B.J. Brandt, who has been for the last 11 years the head hockey coach at Wausau West, as the new athletic director. Jason Foster has been the athletic director, but he has been promoted to an assistant principal position at Wausau West, so he'll still be at West, but now Coach Brandt has been named the new AD at Wausau West, and again, it's a little bittersweet because as part of the gig, you're not able to coach anymore, so he has to release his duties as Wausau West hockey coach to take over as athletic director. That's what Jason Foster had done. He had been previously the Wausau West football coach before becoming the AD. So again, when they get the promotion, it's such a big job. You have to run the entire athletic and activities department at Wausau West, and you really can't be focused on one sport during a season because you're ultimately responsible for running the events. So if there's a basketball game at the same time as a hockey game, it's like, you know, you have to be able to, obviously you got help within the department, but at the same time, it just makes it more easy in terms of saying, hey, you just can't do it. I mean, otherwise you may try to, you know, spread yourself too thin. But I just feel like it's been a little bittersweet because I've so enjoyed working with Coach Brandt as the coach of the Wausau West hockey team for the last 11 years. He was able to finish off on a high, taking the Warriors to the state tournament back in March. He finished up with a nice even number in terms of his victories. And in fact, that will be our number for the day. It's going to involve B.J. Brandt. So we're going to have that as our number for the day quiz coming up at the end of the program. So
sounds good.
We're going to stew on that for a few minutes. Also coming up in our final segment, going to talk about the overriding of the veto of Mayor Doug Dinney as he tried to take away some funding for folks involved in his little process involving the ethics and the Dropbox. So we'll talk about that coming up in the final segment of the program as well. Coming up, information update, and then back to Pat Kreitlow. He'll be talking to Joe Sopecki coming up. So Joe Sopecki will be Pat Kreitlow's guest, and then we'll be back at 8:52 for our final few minutes on our Wausau Morning Report as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 66 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. The time is 8:53. Tomorrow morning, we will be joined in studio, as we are every other Thursday, by Nancy Stencil, chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party. We'll talk to her about the issues as we get into the summer months. Also coming up tonight, we have American Legion softball, as Wausau Post number 10 will take on Tomahawk. Hopefully the rain will hold off, and we'll have live coverage from Sunnyvale Softball Complex, starting with the pregame at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. Then that's American Legion softball coming up tonight. 6:20 airtime, Wausau Post 10 against Tomahawk, right here on your home for play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. Last night, another setback for Mayor Doug Dinney of Wausau. The Wausau City Council approved an override of Mayor Dinney's veto of a resolution approving funding for outside legal counsel. The 9-2 vote clears the way for continued payments to attorney Sam Hall, who had been advising staff members named in an ongoing ethics complaint filed after he was retained. That's according to WasaPilotandReview.com. The override required a two-thirds majority of the 11-member council. District 3 Alder Terry Killian and District 9 Alder Victoria Tierney voted against the measure. Real quickly, a sidelight. I'm baffled by the political alliance between the Killian family and Mayor Denny. I don't understand it. There's stuff obviously I don't know, but it just, I find it very odd that really the biggest allies that we have seen for Mayor Doug Denny over the past year since he became mayor came from Tom Killian and his articles in the Pilot, and now the District 3 Alder, his mother Terry Killian. But again, I mean, everybody has their rights to whatever beliefs they have, but I just feel like, man, it seems like an odd couple political alliance here, but nevertheless. But the again, this is all stemming again from the continuing ethics issues concerning the movement of the Dropbox nearly a year ago.
Yep.
And when I see again the continuing battles between the mayor and the council and the issues and the everything that's been going on in the past year, I recall Mayor Denny, then councilperson Denny, coming, sitting in this studio, talking about how he was going to come in and just do the job. That, you know what, Mayor Katie Rosenberg was getting way too involved in all these other issues that, we can't be standing up for those disadvantaged in our community. No, that's out of your lane. You cannot be standing up for a community for all. No, that's out of your lane. I shake my head when I think about where we were to where we are.
It's because hypocrisy.
we had a mayoral candidate and folks around him, supporters of him that ultimately got him into office, that were so upset that the previous mayor would stand up on some, I would say, very important issues and say there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. There's a right way to support our citizens and there's a wrong way to support our citizens. And now for the past year, it's been nothing but chaos. And and we talked last week about the number one, the article put out by Serene Siewert, and then that was endorsed by Mayor Denny about going to a city manager form of government. Again, I go back to what Lisa Rasmussen said in a response to it, that it's, you have to make sure it's the form of government that's the problem and not the person that's ultimately in the position. And again, for a then candidate Mayor Denny, now who is going to just bring in competence in City Hall, he's going to come to work every day and just do the job, do the important tasks of running city government, and it's just been nothing but chaos ever since he pulled away that Dropbox, and we see vetoes that are being overridden over and over again. Again, I don't understand, again, the folks that were so against Mayor Rosenberg standing up for, again, the citizens of this community and asking, hey, what's so bad about a community for all? So again, I see this story and it just makes me shake my head. But
the whole thing is just a baffling.
And it's going to continue.
The way it describes it is baffling.
Well, the mayor still has 3 years in his term, so hopefully he'll be able to at some point be able to settle things down just a little bit.
I'm still waiting for him to apologize for the Dropbox issue.
You're going
to
be waiting for a while.
I had a feeling.
I don't think he's going to be offering any apologies anytime soon.
Nope.
Okay, well, let's finish things up with our number for the day. Every weekday, we wrap it up here at about 8:58 with the number for the day quiz. I give Ian three different choices, one of which is our number for the day. And based on the math, he needs to get one out of three or better correct, 33%, in order to have a passing grade. If he gets more right than wrong, it's a winning week. An A grade is 4 out of 5, and then the A++ is, of course, the perfect week of 5 out of 5. And yep, so far this week, you are 1 for 2, so 50%, which is where you'll like to be. As I mentioned earlier, Wausau West High School announced a new athletic director yesterday, as B.J. Brandt, the longtime hockey coach, is moving into that position. With his new job as AD, he will be vacating his position as hockey coach at Wausau West. The number for the day is,
okay,
in the 11 years that B.J. Brandt was the head hockey coach at Wausau West, how many wins did he have?
How many wins?
How many wins? And your choices are,
okay,
150, 200, 250. So it all ended up by a nice even number. Okay. 150, 200, or 250.
This is how many wins he had as his...
As head hockey coach at Wausau West.
150, 200, or 250. Those are all impressive numbers, but focusing... Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say that he had... Well, I'm going to say a 200. I'm going to go with 200 as my final answer.
All right. When Wausau West defeated Eau Claire Memorial in the sectional championship game last March, it was win number 200 for B.J. Brandt. Nice. That was his final win. So 200 wins for Coach Brandt. 2 out of 3.
That's very awesome, though.
Well, you clinched a passing grade.
Fantastic.
We'll go for more tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next on WXC.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.